Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P Show. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. I appreciate you taking some time stopping by the show. We have another great guest for you. As always, a lot of prospects, some you might know of, some you do, some you don't. This young man from Kentucky played with the Wildcats, Martavius Nellums, the free safety, and his great play this past season earned him an invite to the Texas versus the Nation game, and that is one of the top college all-star games that you can kind of be invited to. I was involved with the game and some of the selections of the players, and like I said, we were glad that Martavius was one of the guys that we had on display down there. But he's going to be joining us. He's currently training at Ignition. And if you're not familiar with Ignition, it's one of the top combine, if you will, training facilities in the nation. They have a great 2013 client list, as every year they do. And like I said, they have a couple places where, you know, they get these kids in tip-top shape, one down in Naples, Florida, and the other one near Cincinnati, Ohio, and that's where they were based out of. But these young guys, they like to see the sunshine, and, you know, I think, you know, a lot of these places are kind of headed where the water is and where the sun shines, and they had a place down in Naples, and they were a growing, up-and-coming, like I said, facility, and they do a terrific job, and they're kind enough to share some of the guys that are going through this process as they train and get ready for pro days, combine, private workouts, and then eventually training camp as they move forward, hopefully, to the next level. But we're going to be joined with Kentucky Wildcats free safety Martavius Nellums. He's going to call into the show. We're going to talk a little Wildcat football. We're going to talk about how he ended up at safety. What are some of the qualities that NFL scouts are going to love about what this young man brings to the table and who he may resemble as well? Some of the safeties that we watch in the NFL, maybe some of the guys that he likes to pattern himself after. Those are the questions we'll be asking Martavius when he comes on and we talk a little College to Pro here on the C2P show. Earlier today we had a couple guys on. If you missed any of those guys, simply go to the site. You'll find out the latest and have about 15-20 updated NFL Combine interviews listed on the site as well. So, like I said, a busy day. And Cameron Cheatham, the standout DB from Cincinnati, the Bearcats, he was on earlier. You can check out his interview as well. Smaller guy, but very feisty, if you will. Kind of gets after it. And a big playmaker. Does a lot of good things on the balls in his hands. And like I said, I think there's a niche for a guy like him at the next level. I think he's a guy that can compete and definitely doesn't back down. I know that, the measurables in terms of, you know, his size won't be there, but brings a lot of tenacity and toughness to the position. So we're going to be hunting down Martavius Nellums, the standout safety from Kentucky. And as always, to let you guys know, if we go about 10 minutes into the show and these guys haven't been able to call in yet, workouts might be running over or whatnot, we will look to reschedule with these guys. That's the kind of the platform we have set. That way you get a little bit more of them and you get to find out what they bring to the table. We don't kind of have to, you know, half do it and, you know, keep everybody in tune with a good 15-minute episode, because this is their players' platform show. This is their opportunity. We pass this along to NFL scouts and coaches, as many people as we can. You never know. A scout might be sitting in his office, coach, and they want to put this to listen, or just check out a quick bio of what this young man brings to the table. Hopefully we bring some visibility in terms of that process as these young men make their path towards the draft. 50 seconds left with Martavius Nellums. We're going to give him 44 seconds until we kind of cancel, and then there we go. And we got the lighter coming up. And Martavius, we appreciate you taking some time and joining us today. Can you believe your collegiate career has kind of come and gone, my man, and now you're knocking at the doorstep of the NFL?
It's kind of real fast. I can still remember my first day walking on campus, and now that it's over, it's still hard to believe.
Definitely. And when does it sink into you? I mean, you're playing the, you know, SEC, big-time football, but you know as well as anybody, I mean, every young man that steps on the field wants to be where you're at today, you know, training to get prepared for this next level. I mean, when does it sink in that you know deep down that you have the skill set?
Once you get up here and start training with all the other guys and you realize that all y'all trying to reach the same dreams and goals and I mean, it's a great feeling. It's a humbling experience. And when you think back and you see the younger players constantly calling you and texting you and telling you how happy they are for you and they wish they can be who you are. It just really sinks in then.
Definitely, definitely. And you're training down at Ignition. Are you based in the Cincinnati one? Is that where you're training at?
Yes, sir.
Definitely. And what's that like for you? Kind of take us through a process of, you know, how it's been going since you've got there and, you know, and just talk a little bit about, you know, the transformation, I guess, from the guy you were to the guy you are since you've been there.
On my first day here, everybody welcomed me in with open arms. We have a very strong brotherhood here. Everybody just really works hard and pushes each other, even though we're all trying to achieve the same goals. And who knows, we might be competing against each other one day in the future, but we still try to push each other and just try to hope for the best.
Definitely, definitely. Once again, Martavius Nellums, the standout Wildcat free safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P show. I'm curious, man. I mean, you know, if we put you a helmet and pads, if we put you out there on Sundays in an NFL uniform, but we don't know that's Martavius Nellums in the uniform. Is there a particular guy in the league that you might remind us with your style of play? And we know you're not saying, hey, I'm better than this guy, but just in terms of style.
Growing up, I really looked up to Ed Reed. I try to model my game after him somewhat. He's more of a ball hog back there, but he also can come up and deliver a lick. So I try to model my game after him and take pointers from him.
Definitely, definitely. And when scouts, they know plenty about you, but, I mean, when they start watching game film and whatnot, I mean, what's that one thing that you bring to the table, I guess your home run part, I guess, of your game that these guys are really going to kind of fall in love with?
My physicality. In college, I played a lot in the box, and I was able to make a lot of tackles. And I'm not scared to really just put my face in there and try to make tackles.
Definitely. And on the flip side, Martavius, anything going noticed? Could have been the defense, could be your film study, leadership.
I think I have great leadership qualities. I was voted as one of the team captains last year, which says a lot because on our team, you get voted by the players and not the coaches. So the players saw in me that I can be a leader for them, and that was a very humbling experience.
Definitely. And how does that – I mean, I know you don't – not in a cocky way, but, I mean, obviously you carried yourself in a way where people, you know, looked up to you and they knew that you could lead them. But, you know, after you get the votes and they're counted – and, you know, you get that title. The next day you go into the locker room, is it a little bizarre knowing that you actually have that tag next to your name?
It was kind of unreal for me, seeing that how many guys look up to you, whether they tell you or not. Like I said, it's very humbling. And it just made me want to work that much harder since I knew for a fact that they were actually looking up to me.
Excellent stuff. Once again, we're joined with Kentucky Wildcat free safety Martavius Nellums, one of the standouts in the SEC. So good, in fact, that he was invited to play in the All-Star game, the Texas First Nation game, and over 150 scouts and coaches down there on hand to witness these kids practice and do interviews as they want to know these guys up close and personal. What was that experience like, being able to kind of rub elbows? And you know, you're down there at the Marriott Courtyard, and everywhere you go, there's a guy sitting on a chair, and you're probably one of those guys getting pulled to the left, to the right for some interviews. Talk a little bit about that experience.
It was an unreal experience. It was great to really just be on hand with a lot of the great players around the country. And, you watch some of them on TV on Saturdays, just being a fan of the game, and you're able to watch them then. Just be able to go in and play with them on that Saturday in the game and practice with them. Basically, just pretty much playing against the best and really trying to showcase your talents.
Definitely. And what did you think of that high school?
Oh, it was unreal. It was like a small college. It was very nice.
Yeah, definitely. We're talking about the Allen Eagle Stadium, a $60 million facility, and that's not even to mention what the actual school was like. That's just the football facility in the stadium. And we're joined again with Martavius Nellums. For you, I mean, going through this process, has there been anybody who's kind of been an influential person, maybe a mentor, or just kind of somebody that's kind of helped develop you into the man and player you are today?
I would have to say probably Randall Cobb. I still keep close ties to him. He still talks to me and gives me great advice on the process and things that I can expect trying to go into the NFL. And he's been that way ever since I stepped foot on campus my freshman year.
Definitely. And Randall, I think he's one of those guys. I mean, you really start to see him this past year has emerged as Aaron Rodgers' kind of favorite target, and I think his career is only going to blossom, more and more. I mean, you went up against guys like this, Randall. You're playing in the SEC. You've seen some of the top guys, AJ Green, the Julio Joneses. Who's some of the best? And let's not say Kentucky guys, because you might be, since Randall's your boy, you might go with Cobb. But out of opponents, who is the toughest SEC receiver you think you faced?
I would have to say Julio Jones, because that was the first game I really got a chance to start my true freshman year. And actually the first play that I got in the game, they had me guarding him. So, I mean, it had me a little nervous, but I know playing in SEC, you have to play against some of the greatest players out there. So, I was ready, but it still had me a little nervous.
Excellent. And I'm curious, 10 years old, you're on the playground playing with your buddies. Who's that guy that you kind of pretend you are when you had the ball in your hands?
Growing up, Deion Sanders. He's the greatest corner to ever play the game. I mean, who knew that I was going to actually grow up and be a corner? But on the playground, I tried to just pretend I was him.
Oh, that's great, man. And then for you, obviously in high school, I know everybody plays both ways. But when did you kind of settle in at that cornerback free safety position and kind of knew this was going to be your best position to kind of forward your collegiate and hopefully NFL career?
It was around my junior year when I really just got into football and really started to love it. My coach had came to me one day. He was like, you can be one of the best corners in the state if you really put your mind to it and work hard. So I really just tried to focus on that. And luckily, God willing, I was able to get a college scholarship.
Definitely. And the rest is history. You have a fabulous career at Kentucky. You're invited to one of the All-Star games, which a select few get chosen to do. And now you're knocking at the doorstep. You're training at Ignition, one of the top facilities in the country, man. You got it all going on for you, man. Are you ready for Pro Day?
I am ready for Pro Day. They're doing a great job down here at Ignition, getting us ready and preparing us every day with the way we eat, with the way we train. And we get out there every day, so I feel like I'll be ready to come March 21st.
Yeah, definitely. March 21st, about 3 weeks away, and you'll be ready to show these guys again what you're made of and the ability you bring to the next level. Before we wrap things up, Martavius, I'd like to have some fun with you guys. I call it taking a break in the action, a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
All right, let's do it.
All right. Now, I asked Cameron Cheatham earlier this question, since you guys are training in Ignition. If you could put the whistle to any of the trainers down there, which trainer would you like to kind of work out and put to the grind?
Probably Coach Ted. Coach Ted, he's a great coach for us down here. And he really makes us get out there. So I like to just switch with him for a day and just really show him what he really puts us through.
And just so you know, Cameron said Chad. So that's who Cameron said. Yeah. And I think I asked TJ Moe the same question. I know I had another guy from Ignition on it. He also said Ted. He wanted to work out Ted too. And then guys down in Florida, down south, they wanted to work out Cliff. So kind of going after the big dogs. And most guys enjoy answering this question. The next one, if you could take out any female celebrity for a bite to eat, who are you most likely to take to dinner?
Oh, man, with it being so many beautiful ladies in the celebrity world, I would probably have to say everybody's favorite, probably Beyonce. Because, she's just the hottest out right now. And I know everybody will probably die just to eat, be next to her, let alone take her out to eat.
Definitely, yeah. And Martavius, you did nail that. When that question's asked, usually the answer on the other end comes out Beyonce. But especially after the halftime show, she really had an even bigger buzz. And I think she could be defending champion from last season. I could be wrong, but I'm almost positive. And then the final question, could be yourself, could be a teammate. Out of all those Wildcats there in Kentucky, who had the funniest nickname and how they get that nickname?
There's probably a guy, he's still there right now, plays D-tackle for Kentucky. His name, Alvin Davis, and his nickname was actually Slime Dog. And, he told us that his first day on campus, I'm like, where'd the name Slime Dog come from? And he said, this how he plays nasty, so that's how he actually got the name. So I thought it was kind of weird, but, he liked the name, so we went with it.
Excellent stuff. Well, hey, man, God bless you. Stay hungry. Stay focused as you make this path towards the next level. Hopefully we can get you back on the show around Pro Day. I'm just finding out how that's gone for you. But, man, hey, fabulous career. And, again, I appreciate you and appreciate the folks at Ignition sharing their 2013 guys with us. But, hey, Martavius, man, best of luck moving forward.
Hi, Devin. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Martavius Nellums, the standout free safety. He was also invited down to the Texas First the Nation game, and that was a collection of some of the top prospects in the country where they could kind of showcase their skills in front of NFL scouts, and he was one of them, a very talented young man, brings a lot to the table. Once again, you were listening to the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.